the United Nations Special Rapporteur on the human right to a healthy and sustainable environment, has filed an application to intervene in a federal court challenge to Woodside's North West Shelf gas project. The move would allow UN Special Rapporteur Astrid Puentes-Riano to offer information or expertise on the case and Australia's international legal obligations without being a party. The Australian Conservation Foundation says the government failed to properly consider the project's climate impacts, and the UN's move adds to growing international pressure on Australia's approach to major fossil fuel developments. To learn more about what this means for their case, I spoke to ACF climate and energy exports campaigner Piper Rollins.
The UN Special Rapporteur on the Human Right to a Clean, Healthy and Sustainable Environment has applied to make a submission, essentially to be a friend of the court in ACF's legal challenge against the North West Shelf extension to 2070. That's incredible for a few reasons. This is the first time in Australia that a UN Special Rapporteur has applied to join an Australian court case, and it really demonstrates the extent of the global interest and concern about Minister Murray Watt's approval of the North West Shelf gas project out to 2070. There's been a number of international voices, including former leaders of Vanuatu, a nation in the Pacific that's currently under threat of rising sea levels and climate change, calling out the Albanese government's decision to extend the North West Shelf gas project to 2070. And the UN Special Rapporteur joining our case is yet another example of just how globally significant and enormous the climate impacts from the North West Shelf extension will be. So at this stage, the Special Rapporteur is applying to essentially be an advisor. It's actually translated, the Latin word for her role is translated into friend of the court. So at this stage, she's just having a look at both sides' arguments, so ACF and Woodside's arguments in the case, and she will make her final decision about whether she will join the case in April. But the role that the Special Rapporteur would play in ACF's litigation is providing context to the Australian court system and our judge about what Australia's international legal obligations are, and any international legal obligations that we have to uphold human rights in relation to this approval. The Special Rapporteur could also help to contextualize the recent ruling from the International Court of Justice this year, which found that Australia cannot export its responsibility for the coal and gas emissions that we export overseas. This is really important because Australia is one of the largest exporters of coal and gas in the world, and the ICJ's ruling that we cannot export our responsibility for those emissions when that coal and gas is burned overseas means that Australia actually has to make some serious decisions here at home about the approval of new coal and gas projects.
The project itself, the Northwest Shelf, given that its lifetime emissions are nearly 10 times Australia's annual total, how should that factor into the decision?
ACF is going to argue that the 4 billion tonnes of climate pollution that will come out of the Northwest Shelf extension, which is equivalent to nearly 10 times Australia's annual emissions, had to be considered under our environment laws. That climate pollution that comes out of the Northwest Shelf will have impacts on the Great Barrier Reef, will have impacts on Ningaloo, and a whole heap of other matters of national environmental significance. Minister Murray Watt did not consider that climate pollution and its impacts on our nature when he was making his decision to approve the Northwest Shelf, and we reckon that that is unlawful. Minister Murray Watt got that wrong, and our court challenge will seek to overturn that decision, which allowed him to ignore the climate impacts of the North West Shelf extension and the impacts that pollution will have on matters of national environmental significance.
The decision for if the Special Rapporteur is allowed to intervene in the case, that won't be made until April. But what new international law context would the Australian court be forced to confront if that goes ahead?
The Special Rapporteur provides an advisor role. So currently, Australia has a bunch of obligations under international human rights law. And as this new ICJ ruling shows, potentially we have a whole bunch of obligations about the fossil fuel emissions that we export and our responsibility for considering those when we make decisions to approve coal and gas projects in Australia. So at this stage, the special rapporteur is a friend of the court. She's an advisor, and she will help provide advice to the judge about what our obligations are under international law and how those might be applied in our Australian court system.
And yeah, just finally, what does the case overall mean for the future of Australia's fossil fuel exports?
If successful, ACF's legal case could set a precedent that the climate pollution that comes from fossil fuel approvals, we could set a positive precedent that that climate pollution has to be considered when decisions are being made, whether or not to approve coal and gas projects. That would be monumental because currently our nature laws are not clear about whether or not those emissions need to be considered. We reckon in the instance of the Northwest Shelf Extension, where there's 4 billion tons of climate pollution, that's equivalent to 10 times Australia's total annual emissions, that it is unreasonable. It just doesn't pass the pub test that you could have that much pollution and not consider all of the impacts that it would have on Australian nature.
Piper Rowlands from the Australian Conservation Foundation, ending that report.